This is the MyMac Podcasting Network. From iPhones to Android, iPod to mobile, the App Minute Podcast covers it all. And now, the host of the App Minute Podcast, Sam Levin.
Hey folks, Sam Levin here with a new edition of App Minute. Today I want to talk to you about an app on the iTunes App Store called Camera Sync. That's one word, Camera, S-Y-N-C. It's a universal app, so it'll work on both the iPhone and iPad, and actually the iPod Touch, as long as you're running iOS 4.0 or later. Now, Camera Sync is pretty interesting because it allows you to take the photos or videos of the photos that you've taken on your iPhone and automatically upload them to a desired source. Now, it's got built-in Dropbox support. So why is that important? Tell you why it's important. Many times you want to send your photos to an alternate source, you know, to upload them so that you could download them easily, or someone else has access to your Dropbox and you're on a photo shoot or you're doing something, you need them to get the photos. You don't have to worry about emailing each photo or video. Camera Sync is a very handy utility. Now, it automatically will, once you open up Camera Sync, if you set it up to Dropbox and say, okay, anything that I take, photos or videos, next time I open up Camera Sync, it automatically uploads and sends those to that Dropbox folder. I think that's pretty useful. Also, it does background uploading, so you don't have to leave Camera Sync on. You just click it once, it does it. Very useful for people that are on the go and needing to send video or photos to a desired source and not having to send each email, kind of like group batch photo video utility. That's what I call it. Anyway, it's called Camera Sync. It's $1.99 from the iTunes App Store. Very useful. Check it out. That's it. Have a great day.
The App Minute Podcast is a co-production of Sam Levin and MyMac.com. Be sure to visit our website at www.appminute.com.